Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My 14-year-old has stopped eating at the table with us.
What?
Yeah, Ava.
Yes?
Because she can't stand the sound of chewing. You know, the kids are on break.
Oh.
So there's a lot of meals being served in my home,
sure.
A lot more than normal. And she's taking them upstairs. And so I was getting so upset. I'm like, why do you keep taking your food upstairs? And she's like, I can't listen to you guys chew. And mom, you're bad. Steve, you're bad. Like she's getting more and more upset.
Oh my gosh.
And this is new?
This is new.
All right, hold up.
And
can
I'm like,
can
okay,
we
go ahead.
Is this your child that has sensitivities to sensory things?
A little bit, yes, but this is brand new. Like loud crowd noises and stuff, not chewing ever.
First of all, I thought you were the crumb Nazi. Like no food outside of the kitchen.
And that's why I was getting so upset.
All right.
And I'm like, no, you get your butt down here, you sit it in that chair, and you deal with it.
Listen, I have to tell you, my son threw that one at me, I want to say like 5 or 6 years ago. And just prior to that, Jeremy brought it to my attention. My son can't stand it when I serve salad.
Oh, come on.
Between the lettuce and the croutons. He didn't, at the time, want to hear anybody eating salad.
Did he get over it?
Yeah, I mean, he's a grown adult. He can eat wherever he wants, and often does.
It's weird. Like, my thing isn't the smacking and chewing. I lose my appetite whenever I see people eating like an animal. Mm. And Lord forgive me for this, but I love this man, but I sat across from Steve for years. And when House would eat, he would eat like that food owed him money.
Like it was going somewhere.
Right. And I know it's because we had to eat that sandwich
right.
in one song.
Right.
Like
in
I
three
get
minutes.
It. I get it. I get it. But even my best friend growing up was a big dude with a big appetite. And he would shovel it in like... And that makes me lose my appetite. Like when I see people eating like animals, like it makes me not want to eat.
It makes,
so I get that.
She won't eat. She'll sit there. It makes her angry.
Oh.
And so she claims that Steve is the worst and I'm the second worst. So even when we've been going to restaurants.
I love how the dinner table's ranked.
She doesn't want to sit next to us. She wants to sit across. And she gets more and more violent. I'm like, you have to get over this.
Yeah.
You have to let this go.
It is a lot more common than you even realize. Because when I started to look into it after Jeremy said something, and then my son said something, it is, first of all, it's called something. It's got a name to
misophonia?
It.
Misophonia?
Yeah, okay. That's it. That's it.
You're right.
It's serious.
On both accounts. She does need to change, but it is a real deal.
You know what? What we used to do, I mean, again, my son's on his own, but we used to play music during dinner. That was
great.
Norwegian death metal.
That's try to hear us now,
yep.
Huh?
Pretty much. Pretty much. Hello, WBEE.
Hi, I just wanted to say to TJ, you know, this may be a real issue for her daughter, but I would bet that there's something else going on and that this is one thing that she can pinpoint as being an issue. And so it's become more of an issue because she feels like she can control it. Because it's probably something that has bothered her to some level all along, but something else is putting her over the edge with it.
Huh. Gotcha.
That's my thought from dealing with kids with sensitivity.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
I want to talk to her and see what else is going on in that head of hers.
Yeah. Or y'all could just stop being gross.
Not going to happen.
Too. All right. But I'm thinking again that I've been there, but something pushed her over that edge.
Interesting. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. You're
welcome.
Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're next. Good morning. It's the B.
Hi, good morning. I was just calling in because I'm a school teacher, and I thought I could offer some help. Sensory issues is very common in the autistic spectrum, like with chewing. I actually have a girlfriend who she can't stand the sound of, like, when you use a fork and pull it on your teeth or plates that make noise.
Yeah, she
prefers, like, a plastic plate. And I'll accommodate that for her because it's sound sensory, especially crowds as well, that is all very common in the autism spectrum. Yeah. So I try to offer some awful, you know, some help in that area, you know.
Yeah. It's interesting.
And that's why I asked up front, because I thought those two dots may be connected.
They might be, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Pay attention. You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Hey, good morning, WBEE.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment on TJ's daughter not being able to stand the sound of two people chewing.
Yes.
I suffer with that as well.
Oh.
I cannot stand sitting next to people when they do anything loud. Like, my husband eats, and it literally sends chills and angers me if I can hear him. So he'll turn the TV up or music or something.
Sure.
It's not something you can get over. It is actually a condition. It's something to do with the frontal lobe of the brain. And that it's crazy.
And it's weird, too, because it's not an exact science. Like, I love to chew ice. Okay? Love it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I hear one of you do it, I could vomit.
Yeah. Wow. Now, see, if I heard somebody chew ice, I would, like, it would infuriate me. My kids know not to chew ice around me because it would literally just make me snap.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's really interesting. It is. Yeah. It's fascinating.
Are we a bunch of psychos?
Well, sometimes humans are.
I'm just glad it really it's not just
and
my
it
family.
It has something to do with, and it affects everybody differently who suffer from it, because there are, like, certain trigger sounds that'll affect one person but not another. Like, I personally, I can't stand the sound of chewing anything. But my daughter suffers from the same thing, but she can deal with it a little better than I can when it comes to certain sounds.
Very interesting. Yeah. Thank you so much for your call this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, have a great day. Yep, bye-bye.
Good morning, WBEE.
Yeah, I wanted to call in about TJ's daughter.
Yeah.
So I'm 34 and have the same issue. She won't get over it. I promise you that.
That's
it's actually
learning.
Much more difficult for us because we can't change it. I actually avoid certain holiday parties because certain family members, I cannot be around when they are eating.
Wow.
God, how terrible.
It is. It's hard. That's tough.
Yeah. Salads, croutons, those are the worst.
Yeah.
Anything crunchy.
Well, we don't eat salad in my house. And then maybe if I put like music on or something, would that help?
I would try that.
Anything to drown it out.
Okay.
My husband and I will watch TV and I'll turn it up.
Okay.
Because he could be chewing a muffin and I can hear it.
Wow. Yeah.
Or you can microwave your lettuce first.
Even if it's something soft, my best friend and I, we actually have the same, like, she's the same way. And we will hang up the phone or we won't answer the call if we're eating something at that time because we don't want to upset one another.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I get that.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. She can't just keep eating in her room. I got to figure this out. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. Good morning, Coffee
Hello?
Club. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
I was going to say I've seen a lot of the children that are online on Spectrum. You know, their parents do little stories of them and their different things that they deal with. They have headphones, you know, and if she's not willing to wear the headphones just at the table, I would give her, I'd say, look, headphones or no headphones, they're special headphones that cancel out certain noises. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, yeah.
And then you're going to know for sure, you know, well, she's just not putting on some kind of a, I don't know, maybe she, because I'm thinking maybe she's just at that teenage year age where she's like, I don't want to be around my parents. I'll just go up to my room and eat my food. Been there, done that 5 times, especially with girls.
Right.
But I, you know, I also do have a nephew and a grandson that have, that are on the spectrum and stuff. So I know different sensitivities, but I've seen a lot of the earphone stuff and it helps a lot of the kids.
I just, you know, I know all of that is very valid. It makes sense. I just don't want everyone to be so quick to dismiss that maybe they are just gross. Maybe they're a bunch of chewing with their mouth open smackers.
Okay, well,
maybe the girl's got a point.
But just have a great day.
Yeah, well, you too. Thank you.
That's it.
Oh my god!
And goodbye.
We all just need to start drinking everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.